Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. Kurdish forces make gains in an attack on an ISIS stronghold. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group. That after launching a new operation Thursday. Kurdish officials said their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town that had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between the Islamic State-held Mosul to the east and the group's self-proclaimed capital to the west in Raqqa, Syria. The route is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operation, according to the U.S. Central Command. Spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said the U.S.-led coalition intended to increase pressure on Islamic State fighters and isolate their components from each other.
Well, we certainly don't want to telegraph our plans about Sinjar, but what I'll tell you is that Sinjar sits astride Highway 47, which is a key and critical resupply route. For the enemy. This is the primary road between Mosul and Raqqa, ISIS's two primary capitals here. And by seizing Sinjar, we'll be able to cut that line of communication, which we believe will constrict ISIL's ability to resupply themselves and is a critical first step in the eventual liberation.
Some 7,500 fighters are taking part in the effort. In addition to retaking Sinjar, they want to establish a buffer zone in the area to protect civilians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry begins a three-nation trip today that includes a second round of talks on Syria's political future and the fight against Islamic State militants there. The meeting in Austria follows the initial talks in late October on the political turmoil in Syria. This is VOA News. U.S.